Speaking of inverting.
Nope. Have you ever wondered what would happen if you inverted living things to dead things?
That's what I was going to say.
Welcome to this week's episode of Hypothetically Speaking. I am Tyler Malter. With me is...
John Reed.
And...
Brains!
Zombie Sean.
Brains!
Zombie Sean Murphy.
Brains!
So, this week's episode, we're talking about if we were in the zombie apocalypse, what is our bug-out plan? And we're going to try to poke holes in each other's bug-out plans and make them not work because we don't want each other to survive.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Yeah, so that's the important thing here, is we're going to start pitching ideas like, I'm going to do this, and you're just like, okay, well, have you accounted for running out of water, or blah, 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 or mutant, like, tank zombies that are able to run really fast and rip your head off, and there's witches and Left 4 Dead rules.
Oh, my God.
Those aren't real. No. It's like George Romero, Night of the Living Dead.
Are they shambling zombies?
Sure, yeah. So, fragile and slow, and really, if you don't get swarmed, you'll be okay. Probably your worst enemy is like being outside all of the time without the cushions of a good, nice air-conditioned home and other people. That's what I would assume is in reality what Walking Dead is, minus the like sneak attack zombies that always pop up and kill people.
So the rules. Let's go over some more rules.
Yep.
So if somebody were to die, do they become a zombie?
Yes.
So we're in a world where whatever it is persistent. It's not because in the original Night of the Living Dead, it was a comet, and it was really technically only when the comet was there. They sort of retconned that in the later ones, but it was a momentary like rising of the dead,
right? Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's not that, and it's not like
do we have a warning, or is it like you wake up and there's already zombies?
Let's just say every major city simultaneously has a small outbreak of a couple people. So throughout the first day is going to be the largest, gathering of zombified people.
Sure, okay.
So, and then over time it diminishes. If you get bit like a couple hours and you're a zombie, not instant zombie or anything like that.
And we're starting home in Wichita.
So let's assume you wake up to a phone call from somebody that you know or love, and they're saying, hey, there are zombies. This isn't a joke. Turn on the news. You watch the news, and there are real zombies walking around, attacking people, and everyone's freaking out and running for the hills. So, but you are within, like, the first 10 minutes of the reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are right there watching the first zombie on TV. So you, along with everyone else, all simultaneously have the same problem.
Okay.
And that's where we begin.
Wow, that's tough.
So, who would like to go first?
I'll go first this time. I don't usually go first, so I'll go first. Okay, well, this is tough because I have to think that there are other people out there that are resourceful like myself.
Right.
So it's, I'm not going to obviously go for the low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to pick the shopping mall. I'm not going to pick the Walmart. What I'm actually going to go for, and this is really important historically for the area we're in, is I'm going to go for abandoned missile silo.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that there was a period of time in our history where the government was able to pour exuberant amounts of money into building these missile silos all throughout the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're huge. They're massive. They're like 7 stories deep. They just got like a lock cover on them. Well... they were never used. They were never really intended to be used. It was like a laundering of money, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this large push at one point for the government to sell them off. And when they did that, they retrofit them for living quarters. So they went through and they turned them into like places you could live. And they have, this is absolutely true. And so they have lots of different floors in them, and they've got like all the amenities that you would need. And you would live in this missile silo, like this deep silo underground. And they sold quite a few of them, but not all of them. And there's still many of them that are out there. So that's where I think I'm going to hole up. And I'm thinking I'm going to, like, I'm going to give people opportunity to come because it's big enough space that, like, I want some other people to come. Not to mention the fact that, you know, I would try to pick, you know, I have a pretty diverse friend group as far as their skill sets. So, like, people like my buddy Ryan, who's very scientific and has, you know, a medical background and things like that. Like, that would be an obvious choice. And probably my close friends. I can't think of any right off the top of my head.
But didn't expect you to. Wouldn't want to put you on the spot.
But yeah, so I think we spend that day splitting our resources up. Now, again, I don't want to get into it too much, but I have the capability of finding where these locations are based off of some of the things I do in my day-to-day life. It's kind of how I know they exist.
Sure.
So we would triangulate where we're going to be. I would probably get out there early enough to make sure that we find a vacant one and then have everybody meet, give the coordinates, and we all hole up inside the silo.
How do you deal with traffic? Because I feel that traffic is one of the like the most deadly things.
Sure.
In any type of like crazy, I don't know, emergency scenario. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, Ding, and they were talking about these wildfires in Canada that happened like 2 or 3 years ago. And one of the guys, they interviewed a guy for a news article on crack.com, and the guy was talking about how the scariest thing was up until the last minute, they were saying, don't worry about it, you'll be fine, it's not going to come, like, it's not going to head your way. And then they were like, you have to leave now, you have 3 minutes to evacuate, and the first thing everyone does is put all of their loved ones and favorite belongings in a car, and they pull out, and they're stuck in traffic, sitting on their own street, with all of their neighbors also in cars, all trying to leave at the same time. And you just have fires, like, all around you while you're just trying to drive away. So same concept, and that's something that, like, even in Walking Dead and most zombie movies, you have, like, long lines of cars that are all abandoned on the side of the road because people decided to just walk, or they ran into a bunch of zombies that started attacking people or whatever, you know?
Well, so that's definitely a good point. I think, first of all, we're blessed to be in the situation in Wichita, where the traffic, I feel like, would be omnidirectional. There's not, like, one real way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that working for your benefit. It's not like the coast,
right?
You know. Second thing, population density is going to be a lot smaller. So as you have multiple directions to go, I feel like the fear of the traffic jams is, I mean, you can get anywhere in this town in 10 minutes and then you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's a problem. And thirdly, it's alarming during these sort of crises and situations like this, catastrophic events, how many people don't leave and how many people refuse to leave where they are, where they live. I mean,
sure.
Look at situations like Katrina, and there were people that refused to leave their house.
Right.
So I feel like while the panic is real, if we were in Chicago, that's a real problem. I think in Wichita, it would not. I think you could find a route out of town.
Okay. So you go out of town, you go to a missile silo, and you just
hold up. I mean, at that point, like I said, I feel like the people that I know are very resourceful. One individual that I would bring, he's in his post-war life, he's so focuses on survival. So he's got generators and water filtration devices and backup of all of that stuff. And I think the minute I sell him on, I don't think it'll be hard to sell him on the silo.
Right.
It's you're talking about an enclosure that's flush mounted and air filtration system built into it, so there's really low chance of a zombie getting in, for sure.
Right.
They can't really break anything down. They're gonna the weight on top of it is not a concern either. You couldn't pack enough people.
Sure.
So
and I don't know what they're set up like, and I don't know if you do or not. Mm-hmm. Could you open the top and they just fall in?
It's a hatch.
Bottom of the
I
mean like the actual missile silo itself.
So that's,
I imagine,
decommissioned. It's like welded all shut.
Is it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's unfortunate. Because you could just have a trap door.
It just dump them in.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at.
Oh, that doesn't matter. You don't use the bottom two floors.
Oh, then they just dump in.
Yeah, they just fall to the bottom.
But that'd be noisy.
Yeah. We're talking about a zombie apocalypse and you're complaining about noise and smell.
Well, I would be if I had lived in a missile silo where
right.
It's nice and quiet.
I guess, yeah. You have like the perfect amenities.
Sure.
Man, honestly, that's probably better than mine. John, have you figured out?
Oh yeah, this is a conversation I've had with military buddies just a lot, and so I'm going to assume that I'm not concerned with taking care of family and loved ones and stuff like that, because I have there's like a, you know, a large number of steps you'd have to take to protect those people outside the people that you would use for survival. So I'm going to skip that part entirely and just assume that they're A-okay. So the first thing,
big assumption.
Yeah. The first thing I'd have to do is I would have to assemble a really small circle of people who provided something to what I would consider the tribe, right? So, you know, being a Marine myself, I have a diverse set of skills tailored to survival in all kinds of situations. I would have to find some people who were really, really good at, like, navigation, like, way better than me, who could, you know, read the stars in the sky and could understand, like, weather patterns and stuff like that, and, like, help me get across the land, because I'm not taking a vehicle. I'm far more mobile on my feet than I am in a vehicle where I'm stuck to driving where the road takes me.
Yeah.
Sure, it's faster, but you're also assuming that you're the only one on the road, or at the very least, that traffic is light, that you can get to point A to point B relatively fast. So I'm on foot. I have a small group of people, probably 4 or 5 guys total in this little tribe, including myself. You know, there's going to be the hunter-gatherer kind of people because, you know, food, you're going to need food. And zombies don't necessarily feed off wildlife in most of the shows that I've seen, so sure. I'm going to assume that they don't. So I have to hunt. I have to have people who are really, really, really skilled at hunting while I coordinate this team and get us going. We're leaving the city almost immediately and making our way, not necessarily to like the missile silo kind of scenario, because what happens is you find yourself this missile silo kind of situation, or like the community situation will grow, and it continues to grow when people will start to recognize it as a safe haven. And then you run into like all of the typical political issues that you see in the shows, where like now you have a hierarchy of, you know, leadership, but then you have the dictator, and then what if he's the bash your heads in with a spiked baseball bat kind of leader? And then, you know, so you run into all these problems. And so I find that keeping it in smaller group, like the fire team level, is a lot more beneficial. But they also have to be people you can trust. Someone who's not going to like stab you in the back and take your goods and run for the hills, you know, while you're in your sleep or something. Baby grenades. Baby grenades. So in the event that you are swarmed, you're gonna need something. God, you're gonna need something to keep the zombies away.
Oh no. So
we're headed to this, to the Planned Parenthood facility, and we're taking as many of them as we can.
Oh my,
and that's gonna be our like our getaway bait, right? I know it's dark. It's dark, but it's your life or the dead baby, right? So
at least you pick dead ones.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm you're not throwing have, a live like, a baby.
Backpack full of aborted fetuses.
The problem is the live baby is rotten. They won't be good. They won't be good like
the
bait.
The dead babies, you mean?
Or, yeah, the dead babies will rot, and they won't. They won't be good bait. So wouldn't it be better to keep them alive for a certain amount of time?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that the zombie will eat anything human flesh related at this point. So, so that's the first, that's one of the first things you got to do. You have to find, you have to have an out for every dangerous situation you could find yourself in. Mm-hmm. You're going to run out of ammo, right? And it, you know, shotguns, the reload time it takes for a shotgun, and if they're close range.
We need to go back to this baby thing for a second, because I feel like the babies would probably work against the humans too, because like, if you were throwing dead babies at somebody, I probably wouldn't come after you. Like, I'd be like, that guy's nuts.
Yeah.
He's the baby guy. Like, it's baby.
You could name yourselves, yeah, the dead babies.
Dead babies.
Like, I mean, look, survival is dark, man. You gotta do what you gotta
do. I'm just thinking that it would terrify me to be, like, I think the babies are gonna help unilaterally.
You should also get a bunch of baby dolls and, like, take all their eyes out and stuff, and then leave them places. Like, oh shit, the dead babies were here. We can't mess around. Anyone in this like in this gas station, we don't know what's in there, but the dead babies could be in there. We gotta go.
Yeah, they'll throw babies at us.
I'm telling you, it's the perfect getaway for swarms of zombies. Because what are they gonna do once like, you know, meat lands in front of them? Right. They just like they fight each other over it. And so now you have at least a way to, you know, you have your out to escape.
No, I'm not done yet. You wanted to jump back, but so like
the dead babies.
So you call them baby grenade, but do you make them into a, like put a grenade in them?
Are they Molotov cocktails where like you fill them with alcohol and then you have like a handkerchief hanging out of it and you light the handkerchief on fire and throw it?
See, here's the thing: if you stuff a grenade or wrap dynamite or a grenade around the baby and it explodes, now it's like a thin amount of peanut butter on a piece of bread, right? It's just like blood and meat all over the zombie, and they're not going to be satisfied, but they're going to fight over getting the biggest chunk off of the whole creature. Sure. Okay. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. But wouldn't the grenade or the stick of dynamite or whatever actually kill
zombies too?
The zombies.
Well, then I would just throw the grenade, and I'd have two types of ammunition versus one.
Okay. Touche. Okay.
All right,
fair.
All right.
So,
I'll allow you to continue.
Some of the things that people are going to naturally do is they're going to go to places where they can find weapons, accessible weapons. Like, well, they're going to go to like Gander Mountain and try to pick up rifles and stuff. Sure. I'm going to be the only one at Planned Parenthood packing my bags full of fetuses, right? I thought about this, and so did my team, and they're all on par. So,
they're like, yeah, this sounds good. We're all going to be baby throwers.
Yeah.
Team baby catapult.
Do you get like a junior varsity baseball guy on?
Well,
team?
I'm gonna look for a potato launcher because I'm gonna want to launch these things.
T-shirt gun.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Potato launcher has got way too much velocity. You're gonna tear them babies up.
Yeah.
I think you get a t-shirt gun. Okay.
So I'm gonna want weapons aside from my baby grenades that don't rely on ammo, like machetes, swords, things like that, bludgeoning weapons. So. That's probably the first thing I'm going to go after. And then I'm going to look for the obvious, the water, shelter, food, until I can get myself into a location. Probably in the mountains. I'm going to head straight for Colorado and probably camp out there in the mountains. And sure. That's going to be my AO, my area of operation, until this whole thing dies down.
So like Colorado mountains?
Yeah, or even further. You know, I could even go east. I mean, they're the closest ones. Mm. So...
That's the thing about these zombie invasions or whatever you want to call it, is I really don't buy that we would not overcome it.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree.
I don't think you're talking about more than 60 days, 30 days.
I don't even think it would take that long. I think within a day or two, I think military mobilization is so fast now that any kind of outbreak or situation can be resolved rather quickly. Like, for instance, when... take natural disasters, for example. In 2011, I had just got out of the military, and Joplin, Missouri was hit by that tornado that like took half the city off the map. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I was contacted to go down there. And by the time I got down there, which was the following day, like National Guard and Marines from Kansas City had already shown up and were set up and were moving and operating. And I was just pointing, where do I go? You know? So it was extremely fast. So if like word of an outbreak gets out and it's a legitimate outbreak, it's going to happen really, really quickly.
But here's the thing, though, is that if anyone dies, they come back.
Right.
So that, well, yeah, from but that I mean, point forward...
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously the living are, you know, there's going to be a funneling of people. It's not going to be, like, mass evacuations. There's definitely going to... They're going to try to control the situation. Like, you're going to... Everyone's going to funnel this way, that way. Like, you've seen I Am Legend. They had the gates and, like, all the people were going all across the bridge into the boats that were fleeing the city. It's going to be a situation like that because mass evacuation is just too chaotic and the military likes to be in as much control of the situation as possible.
Sure.
He means like, every time...
Forever.
There's a car accident, and you go to check on a guy.
Oh, you're talking about like forever. Oh, well, then cremation becomes the standard.
Right, but in an incident where like someone flips a car at 2 a.m. and is found at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and they're a zombie, and a person goes up to check on him. Hey, man, are you over? Oh, you bit me, and then.
Oh, see, well, then we're just creating jobs for America. So now we establish a police force strictly like in 24/7 patrol. Yeah, exactly, and that's their job. Is so they're going to report to hospitals. To like be ready, you know, when people die, you have the right security. Okay, so they're dead. All right, let's get the body. You have like an hour cremated. Family can mourn later. You know.
What about your babies?
What about my babies?
Are they not zombies?
Well, they're gonna be eaten.
Oh, that is such a good point. you would have baby zombies.
You're fucked.
Not babies.
I just poked a hole in your zombie.
Well, okay.
Now you have to
okay.
keep them alive. It's not about fresh meat anymore.
Let's assume there's a maturation process the body has to undergo before it can become a zombie.
No, let's not assume that.
Is it? Hold on.
So as soon as it comes out the womb and it just meets Mother Nature and dies, it's a zombie?
Yes.
Even if it dies inside, it's
okay,
even
so
the
then we're so doctors are going to recognize that, and they're going to find a way to incubate the fetus so that it doesn't die immediately.
It's but it's no, not bacterial.
They would,
it's not
they
viral.
Would, if a baby comes out and it dies,
it's
they would just kill it.
Just
yeah,
saying.
I mean,
re-kill it.
There's going to be a fireplace in every hospital at that point.
Right. But
sure,
but
your
but
zombies,
your
baby
grenades,
your baby grenades
don't work.
Are now a, you have a bag full of zombie babies.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You have to either keep them alive or you can't have those zombie baby grenades.
You're going to go to Wesley and take all the babies?
I'll use the placenta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm back on board.
I guess that works.
You have like a slingshot. You're like...
I've got like the... like a piece of the umbilical cord. I'm just like swinging it around my head and let it launch.
Okay.
You still going to Planned Parenthood to just pick up parts?
This is why we need to invest
well,
in Planned
no,
Parenthood.
No, now that's a valid point. If the baby's dead and it's dismembered...
Well, you just need to dismember your baby.
Yeah. So you go and you pick up these zombie babies, cut their heads off. They're not zombie babies anymore. Now they're just dead... babies in parts, and you take those baby parts, and those
you
are
could
still
you could you know.
But they'd be zombies. Zombies don't eat zombies.
You could get even darker and like.
No, you can't.
Blend.
Let's do it.
You could blend it into like a smoothie, and then create like little smoothie capsules.
Sure.
They're
pellets.
Just the, yeah. They're,
like
well,
a, like paintballs.
Yeah, they're just the right size that it attracts the zombies to fight over whatever it is. But it's like,
dude,
it's
no, that's
portioned,
a really good point.
You know,
you can like you could just like peg down a tree with paintballs that are made out of baby corpses,
and they just go ham on
and,
the tree. Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, they'll all run after the tree, and you know you got a bunch of
you could yeah you could dangle like
tree.
Bits of it like from the tree, so they're just
topic.
Like.
Thank you for it. Okay, so
every newborn I look at its potential to be a weapon in a zombie apocalypse.
It's like the buffalo, you use every part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, so that's where you're just going to the mountains and you're
yeah
the
until the whole thing's over. Yeah, that's probably the best, but to get as high off the ground
go,
as you can
go to the Winchester till this whole thing blows over.
Wait till it all just blows over.
Okay.
Have a pint.
It's not bad.
No, it's bad.
No, the baby thing is bad. The plan is a pretty good plan. I'm right there with you in that I wake up, I get, you know, I call up all of my friends, whoever I'm wanting to survive with me. Really, it goes down a list of people with guns. So, like, I call one of my friends who, yeah. You're on the list. Bro. You got on the list like a couple weeks ago. It's great.
I have a potato gun full of.
It's the baby fetus thing.
I don't know
why you're on the list. It's totally sad.
Wild card.
Yeah. But no, I have a friend named Chris. He was in the Marines. He is a gun collector and he has like 85 guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is one of the reasons I think we should start having stricter things on guns because he has too many fucking guns. That's a joke. I actually like the number of guns he has because he's my zombie apocalypse guy. So I call up like Chris and I call up all my friends who have guns. If you have a gun, you can join me. And we all go caravan style through, like we just take a side road. We don't go on the highways. Take a side road because all of the roads in Wichita, almost all of the major ones, just go north and they keep going north for miles and miles and miles. So we just take one of those side roads and we just drive. And to the point where we can go around, it, even if the road is full, we can go around through just like bushes upon bushes of wheat or whatever, bushels of wheat, and just drive. So we drive north and we go to the Flint Hills in Kansas, which is a very rolling hills area of the state. Park on top of a hill, have all of the cars like Triceratops style, make a
circle
ring.
Circle the wagons.
Yep, circle the wagons. You put the fire in the middle of the wagons, and it's on top of a hill, so you have visual to everywhere. Everyone who's on the outside of the cars can stand on the roof of the cars, and that's our protective circle. We can see everything coming up the sides of the hill, and from there, it's just hunker down until either everything gets fixed after a couple weeks, just hunting on farmland for animals like cows and stuff that are out in the pasture, and we just drive a little bit further and pick up, you know, one or two and kill them and eat them. Or we, if, you know, the government doesn't fix everything and we can't come back to society, then we drive south following the Mississippi River, go to the Mississippi, probably get on the river with all of our weapons, build some sort of raft, take the river down to the Gulf, find a boat, and then we go port hopping for all eternity. Because if you're, you know, 50 yards off of the coast, nothing can mess with you.
Yeah, that's probably the best terrain to be on, is to be out in deep waters where nothing can, zombies can't swim, right, where nothing can get to you at that point, and all you have to do is come back for brief moments to collect goods.
So we just turn into Vikings, and we just go port to port, and we run in, and we go no further than a quarter mile from the port, and we rampage and pillage, and we take whatever we need back to the boat, and then back out to sea for weeks on end, you know. And that's my secure plan, to just do that. So really, all of everything up until then is just to survive long enough to make it to the Gulf of Mexico. So I just need friends with guns who have some lighters and some firewood, and like, we're golden. But realistically, everyone just gets a baseball bat from their house and all the guns that they have, and let's go hang out in the fields for a couple weeks.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. It's perfect.
This is good.
One thing I realized halfway through coming up with this plan, I don't have any paper grenades. So
no paper grenades.
I have to get paper grenades.
That's so horrible. God, that's horrible.
Yeah. So which plan do you guys think is the one that would actually make it?
You can poke holes in all of them.
You can't poke holes in mine.
You can't?
No. It's foolproof.
I think if we take my baby grenades, the boat plan, and
the
Sean's resources,
so like,
we could probably make it.
We see, the thing is, I didn't ever think about these missile silos until Sean told me about them. So my plan has since changed from go and find a hilltop to hang out in to go and find a missile silo. And then wait until like 90% of the population is dead, or they're like super crazy murderers and they're just like roving bandits out in the street,
yeah,
and then make our way to the Mississippi.
The thing I don't like about the missile silo personally is that there's people who take advantages of chaotic situations like this. Like when, like for instance, when that tornado hit, there's people just looting all over the place. Like your neighbor, the guy, like your best friend, is always at your barbecue, is going through your stuff trying to steal from you. And there's, you know, there's people that prey on the weak all the time. So in a situation like this, you're going to have people who honey dick you into getting into that silo, and then you find out they're a sociopath and they just murder people.
Well, we've built the group.
And they're, well, yeah, but you're open. If you're in a silo, you're open to letting people
I
like,
was open to building like my group before we left.
Well, then,
so then
if you're a tight knit group and there's nobody, it's just the 15 of you and nobody else can come in.
That's right.
Then now you are competing against other small communities who have the same idea in mind, where we're going to survive over you. We want the silo.
Sure.
And then now you're hunkered into this situation. Like if you're in a silo, there's only one way out.
Yeah.
You know? And so
they just block the
all they have to do is weld you in, you know? Yeah. And so now you'll never get out. They're like, we'll come back to this place in like 6 months when everyone's dead. And
I was dependent on the idea that it wouldn't take that long.
Then you have an entire silo filled with zombies, because you've killed everyone in the silo.
There you go,
Now you have roaming. You just ruined the entire silo.
But there's enough boats out there, enough yachts and cruise liners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wonder,
everyone gets one.
Sure. Well, I wonder if you treat all of our plans as the beginning, middle, and end, and we've used your idea from the beginning phase, John, of how you build your team and how you, you know, get out of the town, and then we build our rendezvous point, which is just temporary, which is the silo, and we establish ourselves there for a brief period of time, and then we finalize with Tyler's plan of the end of
making it to the coast,
GTFO, and
getting a yacht, getting a cruise liner
our way out.
Yeah.
See, another thing that is really curious to me is, would it be America? Like, is it a chemical warfare thing that causes us to be zombies? Could we go to England or Africa or something like that, even South America potentially, and be far enough away that...
Well, it doesn't matter where you go, because chemicals and the result of the chemical can be reverse engineered, and so whoever you use it on with a bright enough mind can recreate it and use it back on you.
Well, and if you're talking about George Romero, and that was worldwide, it was global, and right. it was atmospheric based off of a comet heading through our atmosphere. So, like, I prefer that, because then we don't have to overcomplicate it.
Sure.
It's just a global epidemic. It's everywhere. If you die, you come back.
Cool.
The end.
Yeah, and if in that event, I wouldn't want to be in a place like South Africa, because once humanity, like, civilization starts to topple, nature takes back over, and then now you're competing against lions and tigers and bears and that. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so I would want to go to a place that had probably the least fierce animal or predator to me. Yeah. Really?
Just a lot of sheep.
Yeah. Sheep and goats.
Scary
yeah.
Just snakes.
Yeah.
No.
It's one or the other.
New Zealand's all right. It's like the other side of the coin for Australia.
No, it's Australia Light, which is still pretty fucking scary.
No, they're super good.
I don't think
look
so.
Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up. I listened to a podcast one time, total tangent, that they talked about where New Zealand was, and there were four people on the show, and one of them knew definitively where it was. The rest of them thought that it was part of like England, like it was. They knew it was
like
an
Greenland and Iceland, and
but
all
yeah,
that.
They thought it was like off the coast of the UK, or that it was some part.
I don't
of
know
Europe.
Where New Zealand is.
You know how many people don't know where North and South Korea are on the map? Can't point it out, or at least like the Asia countries, they can't tell you like which ones
no,
they
like,
are.
Like the North one is above the equator.
Yeah, like I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and she had no idea that it was attached to China.
Really?
That they were that close together, and mm-hmm. I was like, "Yeah, I mean, because I have a friend."
Places are dead during a zombie invasion.
Yeah, no kidding. Like a combined total of 3.5 billion people in two solid countries between India and China.
Yeah, just take Wyoming and fill it with a billion people.
Yeah,
like,
it's over.
Doing well,
it's over.
So,
all right. Well, I think that together we can all survive the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. But I wasn't planning on calling John. Just
well, I'm scribbled in.
The baby thing makes it a tough sell for everyone else. I don't know that I could be like, no, he's good. He's good at
guys, trust me, I know the baby thing is weird, but believe me, he's got what it takes.
Well, it would have caught me off guard, and I wouldn't have known about the baby thing. So you would have shown up
with a bag full of dead babies.
And I wouldn't know. So I'd be like, I don't know that I can grasp this one. We might need to rethink it. And I wouldn't have the ability to spin it and turn around and be like, so he's got the babies. I knew
he's
that was
already
coming.
Here, guys. We can't turn him away now.
No, because you know what he did to these babies. We wouldn't even know that you collected them. Like, I wouldn't really be able to identify a newborn or... I don't even want
sure.
to do this. I'm just saying, I wouldn't know that you didn't kill the babies.
You wouldn't have to know. You could just...
Oh, man, that's very valid.
Your first move could have been to murder a bunch of babies, and I don't know why.
I went to the first preschool I could think of, and I just started chopping, and
like,
here I am.
I feel like it would be a tough sell.
You know, I had a conversation about this with a friend of mine, and he's like totally on board with throwing like his newborn at the time. He's like, hey, look, man, it's only the strong survive.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And this baby's like 10 years too young.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to raise a baby in this world.
It was a collection of Marines in Iraq around, you know, the desert.
Sure.
Just
I liked-
who came up with this idea. Like, it was foolproof. Like, wow, just take like human meat and just launch it, the freshest human meat you can get your hands on.
I like to think that the situation's gonna occur but be incredibly isolated.
It'd be
like
veal like
a
zombie, you know?
And
yeah.
He's gonna throw his baby and
right.
It's gonna resolve itself like 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And then he'll be known as the guy who threw his baby to the one zombie that ever existed.
It'll be like the end of that one movie.
Yeah.
Where the guy shoots everybody in the car, gets out of the car, and there's the military right
and
there to hang out.
And they fix the problem right after.
So, that's like one of my favorite endings of any movie.
It is.
Any
it's
movie
one of the
ever.
Best endings.
I'm okay
ever.
With
that's why
people.
I don't want to say the name of it.
I'm okay
really
with people
good.
Criticizing me for it, because when they do, they'll be like, the zombie will already be knee deep eating
yeah.
them while they're
yeah.
like getting onto me
those
for throwing the babies.
Yeah. It's totally true.
Yeah.
You're You're like, you should have seen the other guy. Yeah. All this bag full of dead babies. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll
atone for my sins when it's over with. Yeah. You know,
I'm going to take a long shower.
Yeah, I'm going to shower with Sean. So
no, don't do that. This is weird.
All right, well, that is this episode of Hypothetically Speaking.
Right.
John, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Pensive Fellow.
Sean?
At ChuckBonsai1.
And I can be found at TJMalt421. So we will see you next time.
Bye.